episode 853, Count Your Blessings.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. You made it to the end of the week. It is Friday. It is Confession Day. And we are going to talk about Count Your Blessings. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today is Confession Day. And, you know, even regardless on Confession Day, we're real and raw here. It's been kind of a rough week. It's been now a week since my son was in his motor vehicle accident. And with Mother's Day around the corner, it began to shake me a little bit that we need to know how to count our blessings. So in honor of all the mothers out there, count your blessings. When times get tough, count your blessings. Life isn't always that Cinderella story you dreamt about growing up. Sometimes it feels more like a game of dodgeball. I was never a fan of playing it in PE, but I did it anyway. For one reason why, I had no choice. And the boys always seem to want to go after the girls. Just not fair. That's all I got to say. And when that ball hit you, you felt that sting. Do you remember it? The marks, however, lasted longer than the class. That's the sting of the trials and the tribulations you face in life. You take the hit, you run to another spot, yet are met by a flying ball. When will you ever get a break? And especially as moms, we feel like we're always coming and going. We don't seem to, you know, with our busyness, it's like, how can we just keep our feet on the ground and without pulling out our hair? And on top of that, we're losing color. No wonder we're short-tempered. But when do we ever catch the break? I can remember wanting to get hit early so I wouldn't have the anxious feeling of knowing something was coming, because you knew the longer you stayed in the game, the greater the chance that you were going to get hit. That sting would increase because most likely there would be more on one side than on your side, and you would have more balls flying at you. Life can be like a game of dodgeball, running wild, trying to find refuge only to catch a break, however, hitting the wall head on. There is joy in these trials, though. You have to count your blessings. The question is, what score are you keeping? Is it the problems? How many hits you've taken? Are you reminiscing of those all the time? Oh, remember when? I could look at my son's motorcycle accident and say, gosh, it was crazy. It was just ridiculous. And I cannot believe that that happened. And I could replay it over and over again. The call that I got, the devastation in his voice, the hope of, Mom, I'm breathing, but I don't know what's going to happen. Or do you focus on the blessings and count them one by one? I got the phone call. It was my son. He was alive. That's what I celebrate. So what are you keeping score of? If you want to truly count your blessings and you want to live a life that God has designed for you, then you need the KISS. Count your blessings, not your problems. The Keep It Simple strategy, it is very simple. Count your blessings. Switch the focus. Stop trying to bring all the attention to the negative. We are so good at that. But think about where we come from. Yeah, we're not perfect. We may want perfection, but we never can cross that barrier. Not until God calls us home. So count your blessings, not your problems. Let God take care of you and love you and give you the grace and mercy to take each step through your journey. So what does that look like? Number one, find the quote-unquote good, the blessing in the hit. That hit is the bad stuff, the trials and the tribulations, the storms, those challenges that you face. It could be just simply, you know, scrounging up enough money to pay for a bill. That's a challenge. It's tough. So find the good. You were able to scrounge up enough money. Yes, it felt a little uncomfortable, but God provided. Do you see the difference? Count your blessings, not your problems. Number two, be grateful for the lessons learned. There's a lesson that can be learned in any situation, but it's not necessarily surface level. You have to dig a little bit deeper. You have to understand and come to terms with what really happened. Count your blessings, not your problems. And number three, hold your blessings near your heart. What does that really mean? Well, count your blessings. Place them in your joy jar. Have you used your joy jar a lot lately? We did an episode on that. I'll put those notes as to that episode in the show notes for you if you haven't listened to it or you want to go back and refresh it. But basically, it's a jar. You can decorate it. You can do whatever you want. But in that jar, you will find your joy. It may be joy that came from a trial. It may be joy that came from a blessing. But it's your joy jar. And so when times do get tough and you're struggling, you have your reminders right there. You don't have to look far. Now, I guess if you want to stay high tech, you could create your own joy jar on your phone and keep it right there and just label it joy jar and write something, journal in it, your thoughts, maybe a comment that was said at work, something that your son told you specifically, a beautiful card and a message that your daughter wrote, something that your mom sent you. Hold your blessings close to your heart. Place them in your joy jar. John 1:16 says this, from the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. How are you keeping score? Maybe you want some help with that. You want a complimentary coaching call? Click on the link, Take Aim. That will walk you through the process where you and I can set up a time to talk. You know, as much as we think holidays are wonderful, sometimes things around like Mother's Day and Father's Day can be really challenging for people. So if you're sitting there and you're in that state right now, I want you to know that I'm praying specifically for you and I'm holding you up and lifting you up to God. That's a challenge in itself. That's a game of dodgeball that you shouldn't have to play. But I want to encourage you to count your blessings. To let go of some of the stuff that we like to hold on to, the negative stuff. Yeah, maybe we like to because it makes a good story. But what kind of story do you want to tell? Do you want to tell a story of that's nothing but problems and, you know, it's just a lot of kind of junk? Or do you want to tell a story that's beautiful, that God designed, that he shows you how he brought you out of the fire? That's how you begin to count your blessings. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.